Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Oh, sorry. Oh. I was running a marathon.
I was walking dogs. All dogs.
All the dogs.
11 dogs.
11 dogs?
11 dogs.
Well, that's almost as hard as a marathon.
Three of them came back.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
They're somewhere out there.
If anyone finds eight dogs that are missing, please call.
Please email the third space. They're all tied together. It's like a dog king situation.
Oh, great.
Okay.
I'm Jeremy Verkley. This is Kevin Weir.
Welcome to the third space.
Let's go.
Please, let's go.
I don't know why you're so out of breath. I just ran a marathon.
I ran from dogs.
Okay, Kevin, we got to bring something up.
What is that?
We got to bring something up right away.
What do you need?
Very important.
What is very important?
We got to bring it up right away.
All
right. So we did our live show.
Yes, we did.
And I kid you not, seven people came up to me after the show.
Yeah.
And asked me questions.
Yeah.
About what we talked about. This is proof. I know you have questions. Send us your questions.
You spend like the rest of the night with people being like, no, hang on a second.
But what about jobs?
Well, how would firefighting work?
Well, that's a great question. You should tweet at us or email us, and we'll answer them.
So it's not that you don't have questions, you don't want to talk to us.
Yeah, so great. You're making us feel great right now.
Yeah. Somehow we're just people you don't want to talk to.
Yeah.
Fine.
You'll listen to us.
Yeah. That's a good thing to bring up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good thing to bring up.
Yeah.
We're very approachable. We like to listen to you.
I'm not anymore. I used to be approachable. Now I'm just angry.
We're most of us approachable.
Ah! Hey, Jeremy, I really like you. You shut your mouth.
Yeah, but I guess this is the first one we've recorded since we've done the live show.
It is. We took a week off of recording, and man, was it weird.
It was a weird week. We were like, we don't have anything to do.
I got to Friday. And I kid you not, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday all felt like the same day to me. It's like the recording this podcast is one of the markers of time passing in my life.
And without it, you're like, I'm a week behind.
Without it, I was like, Friday is Sunday. Saturday is also Sunday. Sunday? Yeah, still Sunday.
Do you know what else it is? Now daylight savings time is over?
I don't know.
Or begun?
Both. Depending on your perspective.
And where we live in Alberta, there's like a lot of talk going around whether or not they want to not do daylight savings time next year. Yeah. Is it really that big of a problem for people?
Well, here's the thing. There are several statistics that show that it is a kind of big deal because I think car crashes go up 17%.
Okay.
Stuff like that. But
that doesn't mean people not being able, just not being able to deal with
the
hour.
Yeah, that's just people not being able to deal with it.
Because here's the weird thing. I mean, for the places that do it, which is most places.
Yeah.
It is universal. You're not alone in the fact
that. No, everybody's fucked up.
No, everybody does it.
Yeah.
It's not something where it's like, oh, 10% of the population has to deal with daylight savings time.
No, everybody.
No, everybody has to deal with it. And some people are like, yeah. No, I just go to bed and I know it's coming up, so I deal with it. And I'm like, I can't.
Yeah, but you only need a small percentage of the people who are driving to be like that to cause accidents.
Yeah, well, I think they should just be better.
Yeah, I mean, that's an argument you can make at a lot of things with people involved. So people should just be better.
I mean, honestly, what my argument comes down to is, I don't care. I don't care if we want, Canada. I don't care if Canada doesn't want to do daylight savings time.
Yeah.
I just want some damn unification because I don't want half the year.
Yeah,
because
Saskatchewan doesn't, right?
Yeah.
Does that mean we're 2 hours apart from Saskatchewan or in the same time zone as Saskatchewan for part of the year?
Okay, I think we're in the same time zone as them, so half the year we're an hour.
Well, it depends how far you go through Saskatchewan, I think.
Well, and it depends on who in Saskatchewan, because it's mostly farmers are doing it.
Yeah.
But we're having this conversation, be like, what's our time with Saskatchewan? Yeah. Who we should be in the same time zone with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you know, Kevin?
Yeah.
That before, standardized time came by.
Yeah.
And started doing stuff, there was a small town called Fort Steele in BC that was exactly a half an hour off time. And then standardized time came and they were like, oh, whoops.
Yeah.
And they had to rejigger their whole schedule.
Yeah.
Because guess what? Daylight is different depending on where you are. It can, in fact, be a half an hour different.
Yeah. That's why Canada is, what, 5.5 time zones?
Yeah, four? Something like that. Because Newfoundland, Labrador is another weird one.
And to be fair, like when it comes down to it, time is a construct everywhere, and it is insane all over the world. Ethiopia has their own time.
Yeah.
Like, they're 6 hours ahead. Because where they are, day is, like, our days change a whole lot, where dawn and dusk is.
Yeah.
They're just pretty much the same always. So their day starts at dawn. So at 6 a.m., so 6 a.m., that's the beginning of their day. That is 12 a.m.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So at...
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, it works for them.
Yeah, the thing that's important about time is actually like the seconds and minutes part, and not the 24-hour clock part.
But it's incredibly annoying. I've heard from my Ethiopian friends when you're talking to someone who's lived in Canada and someone who's like come over from Ethiopia, they're like, "Let's meet at 6," which means someone's like, "Yeah, we'll meet at 6." And I was like, "Yeah, we'll meet at midnight."
Yeah. Hey,
you gotta know those things. So, like, really, when it comes down to it,
is our topic today time zones, Kevin?
I mean, potentially it could be. I don't know. Let's figure it out. Because our topic today is we're doing another superhero showdown.
Yeah, sure. Power showdown. That's what we'll call it for this month.
I can't remember what I called it last.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. That was a month ago, probably. Maybe a month ago. Maybe 3 weeks. I don't know.
I don't know. That was a time ago.
That was a time ago. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. No, we each pick a superpower. We spend half the time talking about one superpower, and half the time talking about a world and another superpower.
Yeah. And then at the end, we mash them together.
Yeah. Now, last time you jumped this on me, and I had to think of one.
Yeah.
Now it's your turn.
My turn to think of superpower.
Yes. And the superpower that we are going to talk about that you have picked is going to be the one that you have chosen, which is the superpower.
I'm just having fun watching you stall.
I'm doing this for you.
I know, but I just was having fun watching you stall. You know what? Let's do some sweet, sweet telekinesis.
All right.
Yeah.
Damn you.
Did I choose yours again?
You didn't choose it last time.
Well, I did. I just let you go first.
Well, thankfully, I have half an hour to think of another one. So prepare for me to be disengaged with this conversation.
Because I chose the power, I get to make any stipulations we have on it. And I want to make the stipulation you cannot lift yourself with your mind.
Okay.
So no telekinetic flying. We already talked about flying.
Yeah.
And you can only move other things with your mind.
Okay. All right. So the mind cannot control itself.
Yeah.
Could you... Well... No, that would also have to cut out, like, if you are paralyzed, you can't control your body.
Well, yeah, because...
But you can hire someone else.
You can hire someone else to do it.
To control your body.
Right. So, Kevin.
Yes.
How would telekinesis change human society?
Well, I mean, everyone would be, I think, a little bit less strong.
Here's the thing. I don't think we would evolve in the same way.
No, because
we don't need limbs. Like, we don't.
Well, we still have them.
No, you don't. You don't need
them. You need legs.
You need legs.
Yeah.
You don't need hands.
No, you don't.
You don't need hands or arms. Probably have tails for balance.
Okay, what is the might of the brain dependent on?
I mean, I guess we can go with what people say, like how intelligent a brain is, which is surface area. Did you know that? That's apparently the measure of, like, how smart somebody is
the,
like,
surface,
the surface area of the brain. So if a brain is more wrinkly and has more of those cracks in it, you're a smarter person.
I thought that was a urban legend. No, I thought that was just a misconception.
Maybe.
The wrinkles of the brain are...
I don't know. Maybe there's another misconception, but I heard is surface area.
The point I have is that, so intelligence.
Yeah.
Yeah, so intelligence equals telekinetic power.
Yeah. So I guess... We would probably still have limbs because babies can't do shit.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, humans would still have to evolve up to the point that they can start using telekinesis.
Yeah, you have to reach to the point where you're 12, and then you could probably do some shit with your telekinesis.
Yeah, yeah. I will say that it will change what we benefit as humanity, because, like, even if you want to have, like, weightlifting competitions, the smartest person wins.
Yeah, well, I mean, it depends on how far you want to go one way or the other, right?
Yeah.
If it's a thing where we still evolve with limbs and, like, physical prowess is still important, and I think it would be, especially, like, legs and speed and stuff.
Yeah.
Heartiness overall.
Yeah.
Then there might be people who are doing weightlifting competitions sans telekinesis.
That'd be
and
very
some
special.
Some people who are doing it with telekinesis.
No, fair enough, because, like, it's not just who can lift the most weight, because robots can lift the most weight.
That's, yep.
Yeah.
That's a
man,
truth.
I would watch a robot weightlifting competition.
I think they did that in Futurama.
Yeah, but I want to see it in real life.
Okay.
I want real robots.
You want real robots.
Yeah. I want real robots lifting weights.
Okay.
And I want to lifting, like, old-style weights that are just, like, two balls at the end of a stick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I want to wear
you want it to be recorded in sepia?
Yeah, I want to be wearing those loincloths and have fancy mustaches.
Great.
My feeling of futurism is past.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, so people would definitely be... I think the human body would be less able to be as strong, but people would still train their bodies to be strong.
Yeah, I mean, like, because people still want to do that. Like,
well, people still, like, would like the rush of climbing a mountain or something like that, right?
Yeah. It would change how you're doing, though, because even though you can't lift yourself, you can, like, put all the pittance in with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It
would,
yeah.
Yeah. It would change up. You know what? Cars, you could, because you can't carry yourself, but you can mobilize something you're on.
Yeah.
So I think vehicles would be a lot simpler.
Oh, yeah. They'd just be floating discs.
Wait. But you can't lift yourself.
No, but you can lift the disc that you're on.
Okay. So there's people flying around on discs?
I mean,
what
is the stipulation that would, like, that would stop that behavior, right?
I don't know. What I thought it was that...
I guess we have to say how strong somebody's the average adult's telekinesis is. Because that's what's actually going to be limiting.
Because it depends if you can lift yourself. Because what I thought the most universal way that cars would work for everybody is if you have a car that...
I guess you could just move the wheels.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, you have a mode of transportation.
Still doing, like, that doesn't actually shut down much of the energy, though. You're still moving the whole car. You're just moving it side to side rather than...
Yeah, no. But what you would do is you'd build a system that's... by you expending the least amount of energy, you're getting the most energy out of it.
Yeah, most efficient system.
Yeah, that's what you do. You build a system where all you have to do is, like, crank a crank with your mind, but what it's doing is moving an entire car forward, and instead of
system of gears.
Well, yeah, and what you talked
clockwork
about was
cars.
Yeah, what you talked about was you had to, like, lift up
and
move forward, which are two different things.
Yeah,
you
I guess
have to
your machine would be more efficient.
Also, mine would be cooler because you just said clockwork car.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true. Okay, but we still need to decide how, like,
I mean,
what the
have
average
discs
strength
going around,
of a human adult is.
Okay.
So, I guess it's up to me to say that because I chose the power.
Yeah, well, I mean, we can discuss it together.
We can discuss
it. You're not in this alone.
I'm in charge.
Okay.
Well, I think it'd probably be reasonable. Like, I think you could lift 7 heavy grocery bags with your mind, no problem.
Okay. So people are naturally mentally stronger than they are physically stronger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, otherwise you would just use your body for everything.
Yes, but that's less cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we want to talk about what if the world had telekinesis.
Okay. So you let's say that.
I think you could not lift a car.
No.
Right.
No, the average person can't lift a car.
Right.
I say you could train yourself to lift a car.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say a car is, like, the upper limit of somebody's ability.
Well, I was gonna say that, like, what I thought it was is that it's essentially the idea of strength is just shifted, like, to the side, essentially.
Yeah.
With the point being that the average strength of telekinesis is the above average strength of a human.
Yeah.
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 So, like, someone who has worked out and is fit is about as strong as the average telekinesis person.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, that's a good, a good allegory?
Yeah. Allegro.
Parallel. It's a good parallel.
I was going to keep saying random words till you figure something out.
Yeah.
So, which means that, like, you could be able to lift a car also because you have the ability of evening out the weight.
Yeah, well, like, you don't have to worry about pressure. It becomes simply about mass.
Yeah, because
though I guess like you have to focus on the entirety of the car.
Yeah.
So size probably has something. It's probably not just like weight. It's probably also size.
Well, you know, there's probably
like those giant crash mats. Remember from gym class?
Yeah.
Like that's actually harder to lift than something that is heavier but smaller. Within reason.
You know what I think it might be?
What?
I think that might be another thing that's dependent on the person.
Yeah.
Because just like in, you know, the real world, someone with a wider arm span can lift something, even someone with a smaller arm span.
Yeah.
Maybe if you have the ability to multitask.
Rock climbers with small hands are better than rock climbers with big hands because you need less finger strength.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like if you are someone who is naturally better at multitasking, you could lift something that is like wider.
Yeah, that's true.
Because you can focus on many things at once. If you're someone who's like super directed and can't focus on multiple things.
So me?
Yeah. You could lift up like, you know, a pillar.
Yeah.
But it'll topple over to the side. It'll
topple over to the side.
Yeah.
I could lift up a very dense marble.
Yes, you could. Yeah. Damn, can you lift up that dense marble?
Yes.
Because I can't imagine it gets weaker, like, the more you have to focus on. I think you just have to be able to focus on more.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Which is a completely different way your mind works.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Yes.
How do you train in this world? How do you get...
Well, first of all, I think people in this world would be more intelligent than the people in our current world.
Yeah, that's just like
simply because it is more beneficial to do so.
Yes, it's more beneficial to be smart because smart makes you...
Yeah.
Yeah. Be able to lift things with your mind.
Lets you like push that moose over when it's charging at you.
Yeah. Or stop that bullet.
Yeah. Well,
push that bullet aside.
Yeah.
You could create a telekinetic.
Deflect. You could deflect.
Now to take something from you know the fictional worlds, you create yourself like a telekinetic barrier.
I don't think so.
Well, not like a hit barrier, but like it pushes things aside. Someone throws a ball at you, you telekinetic it.
I guess, if you're constantly, like, moving the air away from you and something entered that, it would move away as well.
Hang on.
But that creates a vacuum, Kevin.
Hang on. So baseball
is
not a game of the pitcher trying to, like, get close. It's not the pitcher just throwing wide and you trying to pull the ball to your bat.
I get.
Which
well,
you then hit.
Here's the thing. Like, we've established that there's people that use it and don't use it.
Yeah.
Right, so there'd be sports like a variant, like the variant of baseball you just discussed, that would include that. But there'd also be stuff that doesn't.
But the things that you have to have people around there who are like making sure someone isn't cheating by using telekinesis.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, like because minute adjustments mean huge things in sports.
Oh yeah, totally.
Yeah,
I guess every sport would have to allow telekinesis because there's no way to really tell if somebody's doing it.
Yeah, you can't really sense it.
You can be like, oh, they're focusing on something, but are they just focused or are they using telekinesis?
Are they focusing on their sports or are they
focusing on telekinesis?
Like, it's going to get to the point that people who aren't as like telekinetically strong will be not second class citizens, but not as well appreciated.
Well, they're not as able.
Yeah.
Well, that's how they'd be seen in
I mean,
in
they'd literally be disabled.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Somebody who was not that strong in telekinesis would have grown up having to rely on their body.
Yeah.
And that person would get the drop on everybody.
It's like, all right, let's begin our telekinetic battle. And then they
just slaps them.
They slap you unconscious.
Yeah. You weren't prepared for that.
No, you weren't prepared
for
any hit.
You thought this was going to be a battle of the minds.
But no, it's a battle of the bitch slap.
Yep.
Smack.
Smack. people would be more intelligent.
Yes.
Which probably means we would have a better economic system than we currently do.
I mean, you can't say that a world that it just... straight up favors intelligence more and intelligent people also have just a greater way of
influencing the world.
Things, whether in good or bad. Like, you just have smarter people around.
Yeah.
Which
what I'm saying is you probably don't have, like, the housing market crash that happened. Because people look at it and they're like any rational person, they're like, wait a minute, this math doesn't make sense.
Well, I mean, this is why I asked about the training, is because, like, the fortunate thing is that intelligence is a very wide, like,
parameter. Yeah, a very wide parameter. Yeah,
because, like, someone who is intelligent at math might not be as intelligent at, I don't know, do you study geography and then all of a sudden you can use telekinesis better?
Well, I think it depends on the type again.
All right.
Right? Because we've established different ways of thinking would have different benefits.
Yeah.
So the person who has had 20 jobs in the last 5 years is probably going to be able to focus on a wider breadth of things.
Yeah.
Whereas the person who's worked in the oil field for the last 15 years doing the same job in an office every day,
yeah,
well, they're probably better at focusing on a single thing.
Yeah. Well, what it could be is, like, there's the understanding that what's true intelligence is the capacity to learn things.
Yeah.
So it could be that your telekinetic power is chosen, like, what you can do is birth. Like, it's just...
It's
like,
determined at birth.
It's determined at birth. And you could be...
Well, I don't know about that, because you can learn how to learn things, right?
Okay.
Like, so for instance, as an actor,
yeah,
I had to become quite proficient at learning scripts and blocking and that sort of thing, right? Yeah. So I became very good at that type of learning, where I read and remember.
You know, this discussion probably goes on in that world where it's nature versus nurture.
Yep.
People being like, oh, are you born with, you know, immense telekinetic powers?
It's the same as this, our world currently.
Yeah.
Right? Like, when I was a child, Kevin,
yeah,
I could barely run because...
Because you were an idiot.
No.
Because you were an idiot.
I was just not coordinated at all. But now I would say I'm probably...
Wait, what age of child?
Like... 7 or 8.
Oh, okay, fair enough. When he's a child, I'm like...
Not like toddler.
Yeah, you know, when you're a child and you can't run because you're a child.
Yeah, no, I was extremely uncoordinated.
Well, that's because your arms and legs grew first.
That's not true.
You were like an orangutan, that's man.
Not, you did not know me at that age.
It was your arms, legs, your head grew last.
Nope. You got it all wrong.
I'm piecing up parts of your past together slowly.
But through... playing a lot of sports as I grew up, yep, I would say I am above average athletically and coordination wise now. So, like, I learned how to do that.
Yeah.
Right. So that's the same. Like, but there are people when I was young, that was like, don't sign up Jeremy up for sports because he's never going to be any good in them.
So it's probably the way that it ends up being in real life, where it is a mixture of two.
Yep.
Like, you can be born and be really, really great telekinesis.
Yep.
And you can be born and not, but you could learn to be better at it.
Oh, yeah.
Like what I...
You know, and the people who were the absolute most powerful telekinetics would have a great, nature background and a good nurture background. Yeah,
and possibly a mutation in their brain.
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, the human genome does mutate. We know that.
Yeah.
Thanks to Kevin.
Yeah. Yeah.
And his red hair.
Yeah. No, thanks to me, because I discovered that.
Yep.
Yeah, I figured it out.
No, you didn't. But you're a prime example.
Screw you, whoever actually figured it out. Probably some scientist.
Probably.
I don't know.
Probably. Okay, so people are more intelligent.
Yes.
And they're less strong.
In general, yes. Yes, they are.
Physically.
Yeah.
I think appliances would be very different.
Oh, yeah. Entire houses would be different because you don't have to move anywhere to pick anything up.
No, you could just use your mind.
Handles are less important.
Yep.
Like, even on... Oh, my God. Cleanliness would be so high.
But yeah, cleanliness would be so high. You wouldn't have to worry about washing your hands so much.
Yeah. Oh, man. Do you think that doctors would just do surgeries with their minds? And so, like, if you were going to be a doctor, you have to learn how to do very, very fine details.
Yeah.
So they're probably not very good at doing a bunch of things.
No.
But they are very good at snipping that artery.
Yep.
No, wait, you don't want to snip the arteries.
Well, yeah, depends on if you're trying to kill them, I guess.
Murderers. Very good. Well.
What do you call those doctors that kill people? Murderers. Oh, yeah. Right.
Oh, no. I mean, sometimes it happens, murderers.
Murder.
So houses would be...
They'd be a lot different, actually.
Yeah.
And also, probably you'd have less, like, more than one floor homes.
Yeah.
Because people aren't as physically adept. They can't lift themselves. Although, I guess they could turn a crank.
In an elevator.
And have, like, an escalator in their home.
One of those old-style elevators.
Yeah, I guess you could have a lift.
Yeah, a lift.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so I think clockwork is more prevalent in this world, is what we're saying.
So all these steampunk people are wrong. Because, I mean, number one, also, they use a lot of gears, and that's technically clockpunk. But I'm not going to go
into... We're not going to get into that genre war.
I'm looking into subgenres, all right? But that world's not going to be full of like those things. It's that world is made because people are telekinetic. So everyone uses gears.
Well, I mean, gears are a very efficient way of transferring force.
It seems like that's really what industries will be doing, is figuring out ways to have someone who only has to expend mind power, which I'm assuming is easier than
it's like someone who is strong.
Yeah.
It's easier for them to lift things than a person who is not as strong.
Yeah.
Right? So we have already determined that telekinetic power is stronger than the average strength of a person in our world.
Yeah.
So that means that would be the most efficient exertion of your energy.
But a person in our world is limited by what their body can do.
It's true.
If you set up an industry that's based on somebody like with both hands cranking a crank – you can't add a third crank in there unless they start using, like, their mouth.
Yeah.
And then their butt. And then, like, I don't know, their shoulders.
You remember that children's song that you did, like, at gymnasiums to warm up kids? Like, hi, my name is Joe, and I work in a button factory. I got a wife and a dog and a family. One day, my boss comes to me and says, hey, Joe, are you busy? I said, no. He said, push the button with your right hand, and you just keep adding stuff.
Yeah.
That's what your crank thing
is. Yeah, no, it's like that.
Of.
Yeah, yeah. It's like that thing that I do not know that maybe other people know.
I'm surprised you don't know that.
I mean, it might have happened. I might have just forgotten it.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, I don't know. That was a long time ago.
In the distant past.
I barely remember what I had for breakfast yesterday.
Good job, Kevin.
Yeah. But someone who's doing it with mind power
can
just manipulate
cranks.
More things.
Yeah.
So you could have, like... a power plant literally be like a guy sits there, turns, because he's very, very good at this job, which is doing a bunch of things.
Yeah.
And he turns 100 cranks, which are just like pumping out energy.
Although, like, there's a limit to how long someone can focus, right?
Well, I mean, that's why you switch them out.
But what I'm saying is, like, I would say my ideal time for focus is about 1 hour.
Okay.
1 hour I can focus on something pretty strongly,
yeah.
And then after that it gets more difficult.
Yeah.
And if I focus on something for like 3 hours, I get fatigued.
But then you could have that entire place be full of, like, I mean, at the most, 24 people.
I guess that's true. They all take an hour shift.
Yeah, and then all the other... I mean, but to be fair, you do the hour shift, you go take a break, you come back, do another hour shift.
Yeah.
Cut down to maybe 12 people.
Yeah. Well, you'd still probably want to work like an 8-hour day.
Yeah, yeah.
So probably have... 3 sets of 4 people?
Yeah. And then you just have the people who have to maintain the gears.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is how it could work.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
This is how energy works.
Well, I mean, I figure that like, the fact that you can transfer kinetic energy into other forms of energy.
Yeah.
And kinetic energy is so much simpler in this world.
Yeah.
Than kinetic energy is what a lot of things are based
like,
on.
The thing is, it still takes effort. It still takes, like... a biological effort on your part to exert that. So, I mean, people are lazy. So I feel like there would still be...
I feel like eventually, you'd be trying to work up ways to automate it.
Yeah, I feel like probably the steam engine comes later in human history, but I still think it shows up.
Yeah, well, yeah, because eventually... But it would show up when...
Also, something like a steam engine doesn't have the limitations that a human does. A steam engine can go for 4 hours straight. You don't need to switch out for another human.
Yeah, but I mean, that's also why people, like, you know, ride horses and do things like that. It's because you grab things based on what is better than what you currently have.
You know what? I learned about horses, Kevin.
Yeah.
They used to break wild stallions. You know how they used to break them?
I assume with, I don't know, like a suplex?
No, they would attach them to a mule. and just let them wander the wilderness. And like 4 or 5 days would pass and they would come back and the stallion would be following the mule because it just got the mule's too stubborn for the stallion. The stallion would be like, I want to run. And the mule would just be like, nope, going to stand here.
For some reason, I like the idea of you tie a mule to a stallion and they go off in the woods. And the mule's like, all right, let's talk now.
Let's have a heart to heart.
Let's have a heart to heart of these
stallion.
They go on a vision quest together through the woods. It's a Lifetime movie about this mule and the stallion.
The mule just is like, I don't want to run right now. Or I can't go that fast. And the stallion's got to deal with it.
Because the stallion can't just straight up murder him because then he's trapped to a dead body.
It's true. Also, stallions aren't carnivorous murder machines.
No, but they have a back kick that can take a head off.
That's true, but I think like they're attached side by side, and I don't think horses' legs go out sideways.
You know, that'd be an interesting fight scene.
Probably be pretty disturbing.
Oh, those horses and the mules.
Do you think there's...
I like that the horse comes back and just like, look, I'll do anything you want. Just take me off this mule.
Take this mule away from me.
Well, how we break horses is we take we take stallions and we attach them to very loud-spoken and outspoken bigots. And then they wander around to the stallion and is like, this guy's terrible.
I will do whatever you say.
I will do whatever you want.
Just get me away from this person.
He doesn't like chickens. And I don't know why. And all he does is talk about how chickens are ruining the economy and bringing in bad chickens. Get me away from him. And you're like, okay, stallion.
We're friends now.
Don't worry. Don't worry. We keep the mule locked away.
Do you think people would still do animal husbandry, though? I think ranching would still be a thing.
But I don't think riding animals would be as...
No.
Because even if you're just standing on, like, a skateboard...
Yeah.
You can propel the skateboard.
Yeah.
Like, it'll take effort from you.
Yeah.
But I think you could do better.
Oh, man. I just realized how much cooler snowboarding is in this world.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. No. Anything that is an extreme sport is a lot cooler.
Yeah.
Like, you can't carry yourself, but you can do when you have, like, a parachute on your back. You can sort of manipulate that parachute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going wind sailing?
Oh, yeah.
You can manipulate... the wind. You're going surfing. You can manipulate the water.
Yeah. Get yourself a cool spout and do like a sweet thing that you do in surfing. I don't know what anything's called in surfing.
Yeah, neither do I.
You hang 10.
Maybe you just want to create a rainbow. So you make some water vapor come up. You're just like, rainbow.
Maybe you're feeling sad.
Magicians are also cooler in this world.
Well, I mean, they can do more cool things. All the people are like, telekinesis
is real.
That's
just telekinesis.
Yeah. Like, you take a card, you throw it down, and like, well, you use telekinesis.
No, what that means is magicians would be perceived as way cooler in this world because they do their tricks without telekinesis, and people would lose their minds.
Like, use telekinesis. No, I didn't.
No, I didn't. What?
I believe you. Well, you know, here's the thing. Magicians will always be cooler in every world. Because...
Are you telling me we're in the least cool world?
Magicians are still pretty cool in this world. Okay. Screw you. But you give them more things to play with, they'll just come with more amazing things to do.
That's true. They're creative people.
They're creative people. They're the most creative people.
Are they the most?
Maybe they're the strongest telekinetics.
The magicians are the strongest telekinetics. I feel like this is coming closer and closer to like an anime setting.
So what we have is a world ruled by magicians.
James Wood is their leader.
James Wood?
Yeah.
That's who you pick?
He's very smart.
As the leader of the magicians.
Yeah, why not? Who do you think would be a leader of the magicians?
David Blaine!
No.
Yes!
No. Nicolas Cage would be way before David Blaine would be.
Nicolas Cage isn't a magician!
No, but he's hecka creative. Here's a question, Kevin. Here's a question.
Yeah.
Is Nicolas Cage a good or bad actor?
No one knows, all right? You can't tell. You can't figure it out. It is a mystery.
Exactly, which is what makes him so amazing. How can you be both good and bad at the same time?
Only if you're telekinetic.
Only if you're Nicolas Cage.
All right, so what we have is an oligarchy of magicians ruled by Nicolas Cage.
No, James Wood.
Why James Wood?
He's very smart.
There are many smart people.
Fine, Stephen Hawking.
I mean, yeah.
That disease he has would be a lot less bad for him, too, probably.
It's true. I mean, yeah. Yeah. In fact, any sort of, like, physical disability would not be as...
crippling?
Crippling, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, like, all else fails, get yourself a sweet disc you can sit on.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you have more time to train your mind.
Yep.
To do, like, crazy stuff.
Like backflips.
Like backflips.
Backflips on your disc.
Like backflips, backflips on your disc.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so
that's a pretty interesting world.
Is that our time?
It's a pretty interesting world.
So we landed on ruled by magicians because they have the best telekinetics.
And also sweet backflips on discs.
Sweet.
Yeah, yeah.
Excellent. I guess it's time to go to commercial then.
Let's go to commercial. Let's see what's going on.
This week's episode of The Third Space is brought to you by Extreme Knitting.
Extreme! You knit a nine volcano!
That's not quite what I meant.
You're doing a backflip as you get that sweet over-under knitting.
I guess that's a form of extreme knitting. I was talking about more like you knit a cozy over a piano or a car.
Jump out of a plane! Knit your own parachute! Don't die! Extreme!
Sure, that's pretty extreme.
Knit a scarf for a shark!
Go up to a fire hydrant and knit a nice sweater on it.
Knit for a bird. You have to catch the bird first.
Okay.
Sweaters for birds. Extreme knitting. All right, so now it's my turn to...
Yes, Kevin. What is the superpower that you will choose eventually that is the superpower that you are choosing?
No, I already have it. I have the superpower.
So I don't have
I came
to
up
stall?
With it. No, you don't have to stall. It's it's actually very closely related to yours, though. I decided to do that. So... You did telekinesis.
Yeah.
I want a world where everyone's telepathic.
Okay, everyone kills each other.
No. Because here is my caveat. It's kind of telepathic where you can also put up the, like, it's the X world.
You can put up
mental blocks. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everyone would kill each other.
Okay. Why?
Hear me out, Kevin.
Yeah. No, do it. Do
okay,
it.
Okay. So the first... problem with telepathy is that you can hear other people's thoughts.
Yeah.
So if you could hear other people's thoughts,
yeah,
you would kill them because people are inane. And also, I don't care who you are and how much people like you. There is a point, some point every day where you meet somebody and they think, what an asshole. Also, it's just too noisy. Like,
well, no, you couldn't handle it. You can pick not to read
I know,
thoughts.
So that's the first problem. Second problem,
yeah,
if you put a block up, people know that you, like, if you can usually hear thoughts and somebody's like, you can't hear mine right now, what do you think they're thinking? Well, they're thinking the shittiest or dirtiest thing that you've ever thought of.
Well, no, here's the thing. I assume everybody's putting a block up.
Okay, so they all have telepathy,
nobody
is using
it. No. Yeah, I want a world where everybody can read minds.
Nobody does.
But the people who because you know everyone can read minds, you can put a block in your mind. Like, to be fair, you can push through that block.
Yeah.
It will probably be pretty obvious. Actually, it might not be. There's been a lot of things where they show telekinesis, and it just like...
You mean telepathy.
Sorry, telepathy, and like getting through that block is just like you being like, gotta get through the block.
I guess that's up to you because you introduced the power, so any stipulation you have,
okay.
you can say going through a block is obvious,
yeah.
Or you could say it's not.
I'm gonna say that it is physically obvious.
Okay,
like you are clearly focusing on that.
But
person.
If they can't see you,
they don't know.
So you never know if somebody's reading your thoughts.
Yeah, it is active.
It is active telepathy. Yeah.
So you have to actively read someone's thoughts.
Yeah.
And you have to actively put up a block.
Okay. So, Kevin,
yes.
What this immediately makes me think of is when I was a child.
Yeah.
And I was walking home from school.
Yeah.
And I thought ninjas were after me.
Yeah.
But they could read my mind, so I would be thinking about things that I wouldn't do if ninjas were after me.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what the entire world is.
Everybody would kill each other.
It's no, they wouldn't, because there's still...
You know how paranoid people would be? People would be so paranoid, and then they go on a bad trip and kill everybody.
You are having people be insane.
Yeah. I guess, okay. I have to give you
the world.
People have always had telepathy.
Yes, they have always had it.
It's not like right now, all of a sudden, everyone gets telepathy and Donald Trump's thoughts are just always in your head.
Because he can't put he can't stop it.
He can't stop them. And they're very loud. Oh, you mentally loud.
You can also transmit thoughts to people's heads. That's another thing that people...
You can put thoughts in people's heads?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kevin, this world is just everyone going to kill each other.
You're aware that someone is doing it. Like,
yeah, but here's the thing. How do you know which thoughts are yours and which ones are the people?
Because you can tell it's in their voice.
Oh, it's in their voice. Okay.
Yeah.
It's the
D&D version of telepathy.
If an impressionist started putting thoughts in my head.
No, they can't do that. It is in their... You know how when you
Yeah, but my voice makes different voices all the time.
When you think in your head, you can't actually like scream with that voice?
Are you telling me... I can totally scream in that voice.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. No. Yes, I can.
Everyone, try to scream in your voice, in your head.
I'm doing it right now, Kevin.
I don't think you're doing it right now. I'll try to read it and see if you're doing it.
I'm doing it right now.
I don't think you're doing it.
You don't have telepathy.
I think you're lying to me. We all have telepathy.
Okay, are you telling me that someone couldn't train themselves to think in different voices?
I have to think that the voice that you sent out to someone is your voice. It's very clear who is talking to you.
Okay.
Because that's the way it works in Dungeons & Dragons. When you can talk into people's minds, they know it's you.
Okay, so we're using active form telepathy, but also Dungeons & Dragons telepathy.
No, I'm using that as an example.
Okay.
It's like, hey, when Professor X talks into people's minds, they know it's Professor X because they know his voice.
Well, also because there's a giant floating spectral head
that's not in their mind. There.
It's always there.
Do you want that to be it then?
No!
Because you can't put images into people's minds. You can only talk to them.
Oh, so it's only words.
Yeah, you can talk to them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I still think gaslighting would be a huge thing in this world.
I mean, yeah. You can gaslight someone in our world.
Yeah, but with telepathy, I think it's a huge
thing. But they're aware of what is their voice. I think knowing your mental voice is super important.
Okay.
So if someone tries to come along, you're like, stop, and you just put up that wall.
Does that mean that humans don't develop vocal cords?
Is it even possible people aren't talking to each other?
Yeah.
Like, it's all mental communication.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because why would you?
Yeah, I mean,
you have to put down your mental block to talk to them mentally. Maybe talking to someone mentally is, like, a sign of trust.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Like, I'll take down my mental block. You take down your mental block. We talk to each other. We can do that. I can read your mind. You can read my mind. But we're transmitting thoughts to each other.
Yeah.
That is utmost trust.
That would be very dangerous.
Yes, it would be. You would only do it with someone that you like. You're like, I'm sure about this. I know about this. I'm not going to think anything bad about them.
Yeah, I'm not going to think anything bad about them. Or I'm not going to get distracted.
Fair enough, yeah.
Because there are people that I love and trust, but I get distracted.
Yeah. I mean, you put it back up when you're done talking to them.
Yeah, I know, but if like I get distracted in the middle of conversations sometimes, Kevin.
Yeah, but someone who's really good at that, like... A pickup artist will be like, I'll take my mind block down right now. But they're able to focus their mind so well.
Whoa.
Pickup artist of the mind.
The art of the mind
the
game.
The art of the mind game. Maybe there'd be like a rule in some negotiations that you can't put up a mental block. And if you do, negotiation's done.
Yep.
Yeah.
That'd probably be a thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think everyone would kill each other really because once again,
I have a question about your telepathy.
Yeah.
Can you mind wipe somebody?
No.
It's just talking.
No, you cannot. No. Yeah. You cannot control their mind.
Okay.
You can't do that weird Professor X thing where he's like, I don't want you to know we banged down. I'm James McAvoy.
This is really awkward. I'm just going to erase this from your mind. Going to remember it, though, because I kind of wanted to do it with you always.
Look, I put a block in your mind, so if I feel like it, you can have that memory back. Bam! I'm James McAvoy. Sometimes I'm paralyzed, sometimes I'm not. James McAvoy.
Okay.
They can't see the motion, too.
I have no idea where that reference is from.
No, it's not from anything. It's just he's James McAvoy.
Okay.
He's the guy who plays the young Professor X.
Oh, okay.
It's, and also, he's funnier than I'm Patrick Stewart, because he also doesn't really do that much.
Also, you need to do Patrick Stewart's voice if you're going to say that.
Please don't. Don't make me do this. Don't. Stop. I haven't heard him talk in so long. I'm Patrick Stewart.
That's not the worst impression you've ever done.
Yay! I was almost, every impression I do always ends up being Sean Connery at some point.
Did you know?
I'm Patrick Stewart.
Did you know that Patrick Stewart is playing the poop emoji in the Emoji Movie?
I know. I'm furious. I'm not going to watch that movie. And I'm furious that it. Fair enough. Patrick Stewart does whatever he wants. Kevin, he was in American Dad.
I have to interrupt our discussion about telepathy for a very important announcement.
All right.
The voting on the Monopoly pieces is over, and the Scotty dog is still in.
Yeah!
Yeah!
I'm going to pretend that we had something to do with that.
We did.
Yeah, we did.
There's also a dinosaur, a penguin, and a rubber ducky. Those are the new ones.
Good job, Monopoly.
Good job.
Good job.
Good job on keeping the Scotty dog.
That's the only one we cared about.
Yep.
Yeah. The top hat stay?
I think the top hat stayed. Maybe it's gone. I don't know.
I don't care either way. I just remember, the top hat's the one I remember.
Yeah. There's still the battleship. The battleship's still there.
Yeah.
Scotty dog. Cat stayed. I don't care about the other ones.
All right.
Now back to our regular scheduled program. Movie.
All right. So, yeah. People would be so different in this world.
They would. I think, actually, people would have to be more understanding about, like, I'm sorry. Yeah. If I'm in a space and you're a stranger and you come up and talk to me, one of the first things that I do is look you up and down.
Yep.
Right? Because that's how you gather information about the social situation in our world. Yeah. Right? And I know that my brain's being like, the second after I do that is giving me a rundown of everything I just saw.
Yeah. I think, well,
so if you have a giant pimple on your head, I'm sorry, I'm going to think that.
Yeah. And but I have to think that because it's been around forever, that people will, as you said, be a little bit more understanding of that.
Yeah.
That you, like, you're just going to be hearing what people are thinking. You know, there's always the blocks.
Yeah.
But if someone forgets to put up their block,
yeah,
you'll hear those things. It'll be awkward. It'll be written about on BuzzFeed.
Also, this is the thing also that children can't put up a block until they're a certain age, right?
And children already don't have blocks.
Yeah.
They're always like, why are you fat?
I mean,
I made bad life choices.
They're saying what they think. But you're going to hear the whole run-up to what they're thinking, too, in this world. I guess you can block other people out, right?
Yeah, you, it's active. You have to actively read someone's mind.
Yeah.
But I imagine when you're, like, meeting someone, you're like, all right, because that's how you talk, usually.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's not how you talk.
It's not.
You talk out of your voice.
Yeah.
But you're always going to – I think automatically you're always, like, ping them. You'd be like, does this person have a wall up? And when it's a kid, you're like, don't ping him. Don't ping the
don't
kid.
Ping that
don't
kid.
Ping the kid. Don't ping the kid. Don't ping the kid. Oh, damn it. I did it.
I wonder what poop tastes like.
Oh, no. Well, now I know what poop tastes like. Oh, no. When you're a parent, you just always are like connected to your child's mind when they're like, what's this sharp thing? Oh, God.
No, wait.
No.
I bet I can go down these stairs, no rails.
Oh, my God. Parents would be insane.
Yeah, Kevin.
Having a child. No. But now they know.
Now they know?
Now, well, hang on. What do you think is worse? The fact that they will know every thought of their child or before they teach them to put up a block or not knowing anything?
I mean, not knowing anything would be worse for these people.
Yes.
Clearly. Because they're used to being able to figure out those things.
Yeah.
But
When your child finally learns how to put up a mental block, which I assume is a course in class.
Yeah, you probably learn the basics of it in school.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you're probably not very good at it in the beginning.
No.
When you're the teenager and you were out late last night and you may have had some alcohol.
Oh, no. When you're drunk,
yeah.
That block is down.
No, I know. But the next day when your parents are like, so you came home late last night. You're like, block up, block up, block up. But it doesn't matter. They can get through that.
Yeah, no, they can push through your block.
Yeah.
There's no law against that. They're your parents.
Yeah. they're your mental guardians.
They're your mental guardians. I like the image that because when you get drunk, your mental block goes down. You just, a sober person just walks into a club and goes, all right, let's see what's going on here. No!
You don't have to drink alcohol. You just walk into a place where people are already drunk and then let the thoughts in and it's just over.
It's like you are drunk.
It's like you are drunk.
The girl got nice boobs. I like that guy's butt. Everyone is just talking about everyone else's body.
Yep.
Except for that person who's trying not to pee.
Don't pee.
Damn it.
And that person who's jamming out to the music. I love dancing. I'm never going to stop it.
Just sundogging in the middle of the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing. If you read my mind at a club, I don't drink alcohol.
Yeah.
So if I'm at a club, I'm doing one of two things. Sitting at a table of people trying to talk in a very loud club. Yep. Or I'm on the dance floor dancing, trying to avoid people from grinding up on me.
Yeah. He's got that mental block up solidly.
I do.
Yeah.
Have that mental block up solidly. And then when somebody tries to grind up on me, I make it a dance move to reject them.
I will say there is something stronger about like getting – when you're able to read someone's mind when they get drunk, I don't think people get drunk as much.
Probably not.
Because you know that puts you –
in a vulnerable position.
Yeah, I mean, it already makes you vulnerable now because you have no, like...
You have bad decision-making skills.
Yeah, yeah. But in this world, when you also lose control over your thoughts...
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Then what did you just...
Yeah, the players of the mind game are going to use that a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like alcohol is not as popular. At least not in public
You
settings.
Know what? Alcohol might be a illegal substance.
It's true, because if you can
mind,
give it...
Mind-altering substances would be much more serious.
They would be, because like LSD or any of those things. And to be fair, there will also be a lot of research on people being like, how does this affect your telekin? Maybe drinking too much... Alcohol kills brain cells.
Yep.
It's also that drinking too much alcohol will take away your
telepathy.
Your telepathy.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, because I'm assuming it runs close of how telekinesis worked in this other world with the fact that it is
based on
brain power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you're literally crippling yourself.
Yeah.
In a much more obvious way
than
our world.
So drugs would be
bad.
Yeah. And it will also because if you can give someone else the drug,
yeah,
it's a lot more powerful.
Yeah.
Like spiking someone's drink is like an aggressive move.
It's probably, well...
I mean, it's already an aggressive move.
It's probably, like, more of a felony.
Yeah, yeah, because you are getting their mind secrets. Say, what is the password to your bank account?
I love big titties.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for that.
Thank you for that.
I mean, I feel like most people's passwords would be that sort of thing, but some people's passwords would be like... The square root of 62 is, I don't know.
I mean, like, password, like, the way the password protection and all that stuff would have to be different.
Yeah.
Because it's so easy to just, like, let it slip.
Yep.
That.
You would actually have to change your password, like, once a week.
You'd have to change it a lot. You have to be constantly changing it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's any
sort
of workaround.
You can't be, like, thinking about what your next password is. Because
you know, I bet there would be, big advances in. Like retinal scanning technology and
identification,
like any like physical identification things.
Yeah,
like even with like cards.
Yeah,
like with like probably what we'll get because people will have to focus on it a lot more.
Yeah,
we'll get like, all right, you put a card in, then you have to scan your thumb or something to prove that you are the owner of that card.
I have a question.
Yeah,
is this telepathy language barrier free, or when I think of somebody who only knows how to speak German, they hear English and can't understand it, or is it that it's just the language of the mind?
That is a good question. Because I know that in... It's never really been brought up in a lot of things. I know, D&D, everyone can understand you.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, because that's the only one I've ever heard to make a call on it,
yeah,
we're going to go with that one.
Okay, so...
Language barriers are...
There's no language barrier, then.
Yeah, no.
Basically, if you're ever in a situation where you can't communicate with people... You just got to put down your block.
You're like, all right, I'm going to put down, like, we got to understand. I'm going to put down my block. You put down your block.
Yeah.
Look, I have no idea what you're saying. You instead of being like, do you speak English? Just like, are you willing to put down your block?
Yeah. Ping.
Just pinging the wall.
Yeah. Just like, hey. Hey.
It's just a tap on the head.
Well, yeah. There probably would be some sort of physical gesture to be like.
I assume it's like, you did gun to the head.
I hit gun out.
Gun out. I will shoot you with my brain.
I'll send you my thoughts. They're bullets.
And you'll send me my thoughts.
I'll send you my thought bullets.
Don't think of bad things.
Yeah.
I am very attractive. Don't oh, no, you're leaving.
Don't look at my butt. Don't look at my butt. Don't look at my butt.
All you hear in the club, don't look at my butt. Don't look at my butt. Don't look at my butt. Don't look at my butt.
Yeah.
Just people where people looking at their butts.
I mean, there'd be that awkward part of every relationship that you start where you're like, okay.
It's something people talk about. It's like,
are you ready to put the barrier down?
When's your first kiss? When do you first have sex?
When you put the barrier down.
Yeah. Don't put your barrier down until marriage.
No, that's a mistake.
Oh, no, it is. Oh, trust me, it is. But but who knows what religious connotations will come up with this.
Yeah, you're right.
They'll be like oh, maybe you're never supposed to put your barrier down. So we'll be like, no, that's for your secret thoughts.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Could you keep your barrier up, because it's an active thing, while you're orgasming?
You can try. It's like anything. If you can focus on it. You can do it. You can do it at any time. You can't do it.
You know what? I think if I'm having sex with somebody and they orgasm and their mental block stays up the whole time, it wasn't a very good orgasm.
You weren't focusing. You didn't get lost in it.
They weren't focusing on the moment.
Preferably all that happens is the mental block drops and it's just like, Well, that is the true O sound.
It's just like, ah!
You don't know what it's like inside the brain.
I don't.
What if all it drops and all you hear is, good.
Yes.
This pleases me. I am enjoying. Continue. Continue.
But it's true. It would be a very, it'd be a thing in a relationship.
Do you want to role play putting mental blocks up tonight? Nah, I'm not really feeling up to it.
Nah.
Let's just do how we usually do it and just know each other's thoughts and how much we discuss each other.
I feel like sex is different for you than it is for me, Kevin.
I hope this is over soon. Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Pretty sure you're not having sex if you're having those thoughts. Pretty sure, like, neither of the partner's genitals will be responding if you're thinking, like, okay, time to do this and get it over with. Like, it's that. Newsflash. That's not how you get an erection, Kevin.
Sometimes you gotta get things done. I'm channeling my inner married comedian.
Okay, great.
Yeah. Which is weird because I'm not married.
You're not.
Nor a comedian.
Well, I don't know. We made people laugh at the live show.
I have many different voices inside me. I want to wrap it up. I do have one more question that I need to ask.
You better wrap it up.
I'll wrap
Safe
it up.
Safe sex is important.
I'll wrap
Kevin.
It up before I tap it up.
Yeah.
But. Tap it up.
Tap it up.
Yo, did you tap that up?
Lil John, are you trying to start a new thing?
There's directions now. Sometimes you tap it left. Sometimes you tap it right.
Sometimes you tap it down.
You never tap it down.
Whoa. Sorry, Ludacris.
Just throwing out names now. Okay. You can't sleep and keep your mental block up, but you're not really actively thinking at that point either.
No, it's all your subconscious.
Can you just read people's dreams?
I mean, I feel like it depends on the type of telepathy, because so far you've been talking about only very conscious things coming out.
Yeah.
Right? Or if somebody doesn't have their block up, like their surface thoughts, but dreams are not surface thoughts.
That's why I imagine that when you're reading someone's mind, you don't just get the bombardment of everything.
Yeah.
You kind of just get like, what are they thinking at that moment?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think you can read, because there's the interesting thing about how dreaming works is that there's actually difference between the kind of dreams you have.
Yeah.
Because essentially it's technically, people are dreaming all night. It's just what you remember in the morning.
Yeah. Well, people probably would remember their dreams better.
But maybe. I think you can read. I think it's like if you're reading a book from very far away.
Okay.
You could make out some of the things, but nothing really efficient.
Or would you just, like, I guess because you're not, like, we said you can't have pictures, right? So it's all text. So what if you're just getting, like, emotional information? Like, you're afraid, happy, horny.
afraid, happy, horny.
Yeah.
In just in like 3 seconds. Like, what are they dreaming about? Afraid, happy, horny, very afraid, very happy, very sad, very horny. What is
this dream?
What are you going through? Ennui. Horny. On horny.
Horny, 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 horny.
Oh, no, there we go. Yeah, yeah. That's going.
There we go. There we go.
It's going. Sad, sad, oh. Sad, oh. Sad. Horny. No, horny. Sad?
What?
What?
I like,
confused.
I like that as a dream reading better than like a broad sense of what's happening in the dream.
So I like the idea that everyone does it once and goes, I don't want to do this again. This is really dumb.
Yeah.
All you got are the word clouds over and over again.
The clouds isn't an emotion.
Clouds, clouds. I know, that's why it's weird. Clouds, 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 clouds.
Weird.
Are you okay? Should I wake you up? Horny clouds.
Shout and fry.
All right. So I think we made two very...
Do we want to try and smash them together?
Okay, yeah, try to smash them. We're both telekinetic and telepathic. I think in this case you would be right, and people would kill each other.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't have, like...
Could you just...
You couldn't be using telekinesis and telepathy at the same time. Like, that's too... That's like trying to look left and right at the same time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, no. Well, yeah, brain power. Like, yeah. You don't have the brain power to do that.
So, yeah... Yeah, people would kill each other.
Well,
there is no species in human, like, in existence,
yeah,
human or otherwise, that if could hear each other's thoughts all the time and had like telekinetic mind powers that would not kill itself off.
Yeah. So cuz and also you don't have to do anything. You don't have to talk.
Yeah.
You don't have to move. You can just sit on a disc and just like float by as like
a blob?
Yeah, just a blob. Just blob around.
Just blob around.
Blob around. Move things with your hands.
Mind.
Mind. Sorry. Hands, mind. The hands are within your mind.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
And whenever anyone comes up to you, you're like, why are you looking at me? Why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? No, go, goodbye. Yeah, you mind fights.
You just mind fight everybody all the time. I guess there would be one person.
the mightiest blob.
Yeah, the mightiest blob. Blob.
Upon his throne of gold. Now, gold is heavy.
Yeah, gold is heavy.
Silver?
Silver's still pretty heavy.
Still has to be fancy, though.
Yeah, it's true.
Platinum.
Yeah, yeah. Titanium.
Titanium isn't... No, titanium's light for what? For its,
yeah,
like...
Width. Yeah.
Yeah. With its... There's a new...
Its molecular density is lighter than gold.
Flying around on his throne of titanium.
Yeah. Huge fan of Sia.
No, titanium wasn't Sia.
Wasn't it?
No, titanium. No, if he was flying around a chandelier.
No, it is.
That'd be,
it is.
I thought that was...
Titanium is David Guetta featuring Sia.
Oh, it's featuring
yeah, she's the singer.
Okay. That's not Jason Derulo?
No.
No, of course, because he says his name in every song.
Yeah, it's David Guetta.
David Guetta.
Yeah.
I don't... Okay. Also, he's on a chandelier. I don't know.
If you like this episode...
If you like if you enjoyed that lackluster ending where I got confused about music,
yep,
then please give us a like and a subscription and whatever.
Go on iTunes, give us a review,
yeah,
give us a star rating,
yeah.
Every 5-star rating and review that gets written down helps new people find our podcast.
It'll allow us to get on the charts.
And yeah,
like, yeah, yeah.
If you have questions. And things we didn't discuss about the various universes this time, and yeah. I know you do.
As you always do.
Please tweet to us at thirdspacecast.
Yep, or send us an email at thirdspacepodcast@gmail.com.
Or you can tweet us individually. I'm at Mighty Thews.
And I'm at Shawman K. Weir.
If you really don't want to interact with us, but you want to see more of us, you can go to thirdspacepodcast.com. There you can find all of our episodes of The Third Space, as well as Kevin's different projects that he has up there.
Yeah, currently we have working on Mysteries, Outsiders, and Abs, which is a teen drama fan cast, maybe, with me and my sister as we review teen dramas. Currently, we're following along with the season of Riverdale, which has it's taking 2 weeks off, so we have to figure out something to fill those up and... You have things coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You can also watch Kevin's episodes of Level Zero.
Yeah. Eventually, we'll get back to that.
There's three of them?
There's three of them up right now. Yeah, yeah, and then things happened.
Yeah, and there'll be more stuff up there in the future. So,
if
you'd like...
Working on projects.
Yeah, exactly. Our theme song is Balrog Boogie by the Diablo Swing Orchestra.
Yeah, there you go.
There
you
go.
I think that's everything.
If you have any topics you'd like us to discuss.
Oh, yeah, you can also send them to us.
Send them to us as well, because we are definitely open to those things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
I think that's it.
I think that's it.
Join us next week on The Third Space when we go through the language of flowers. You know how every flower has a separate meaning, like a lily is love.
A dandelion is furious masturbation.
I don't think that's true.
Okay.
Maybe do a little bit more research before the next week?
No.
You're right.
I think I'll wing it.
Okay.
I'll wing it.
Until then, you're a cool person who lives in a cool place.